It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
If you have hair, then you want to listen in. You know, I'm going to jump in so quickly because we're having so much fun. It's like having a new friend, so I don't even know if we're going to talk hair or not. But when I say hair...
Oh, we're talking hair.
Okay. We'll get back to subject. When we mention hair, the first name you think of is Oscar Blondie. And Oscar Blondie is with us today. And if there's anybody on the face of the earth who doesn't know the name, Oscar left Italy more than 20 years ago, opened his first salon in the iconic New York, the Plaza Hotel. And then as his business grew exponentially, he eventually expanded and moved to Madison Avenue. He's widely known for his ability to perfect each client-specific goal. We don't have enough time to go into all my goals there. But anyway, he continues to style some of the most reputable celebrity clientele for the red carpet, talk shows, magazine shoots. But his celebrity clientele is like Jennifer Garner, Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel, Naomi Watts, and Jimmy Fallon even. I mean, the names go on and on, and you've been featured in Vogue, Elle, Esquire. I mean, the list just goes on and on. So, Oscar, we want to get right to it. As you can tell, Lisa's anxious to talk hair.
Absolutely. Like, now, I'm very excited to talk about hair. That's what I live for. That's what I grew up with from my father being a hairdresser. And the truth was that I never believed in my life that such a great labor business would have taken me at such a level where I am today. I'm very fortunate for that.
Wow. Well, okay.
You know, it's funny that you. Oh, I'm sorry to jump in, but it's funny when you said. It says, well, when you said since you were a kid, when I was a kid, and I was a kid in the 70s, and this was before the Dorothy Hamill, which ruined everything, that Dorothy Hamill short haircut. I had the babysitters with the part down the middle, the straight long hair, and I would pull out every hair apparatus thing and boat thing and everything you can imagine and just do all this crazy stuff to their hair. And then the Dorothy Hamill came and it ruined it all anyway. But I was always convinced I grew up to be a hairdresser.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, well, everybody said every girl's dream, like, you know, is either be princess, like, you know, or makeup artist, like, you know, or fashion designer,
yes,
or hairdresser in the world of beauty. But what I was trying to say before, like, you know, the Hamill looks, like, you know, it's a retro that a lot of things gets fixed, adjusted, and brings the new look for what we want to go for the next 6 to 8 months. So every retro, it always gets updated. And there is, to me, there's no look is a bad look. It's just to be innovative and just to be more an avant-garde for wearable for women today.
Mm-hmm.
So every idea is always a positive.
Okay, just on that alone, I want to go to his salon because I sometimes think I'm out of date with my hairstyle. So if you just update it, I'm there. I'll be your easiest clientele. But so with that mindset, is that how you stay relevant and keep the same clients for so many years? I mean, you've been doing it 20 years.
Yeah, no, I've been doing this literally probably a little bit over 20 years, but I like to keep 20 years so people think I'm still young. Yes, you got to stay on, you got to stay very present to today, what's happening today. And what I take a lot of innovation, you know, it's through a woman. What I see, what happening in the street, what I see the evolution of the modern era, the new millennium. And I take inspiration for everything from the single mother that just to go taking the kids at school to the business woman. They go to the business meeting. So to me, give me an idea where are we moving towards. And I need to be innovative for the salon because I believe a lot in education. My program education for the salon is tremendous. Like, you know, we're training all the time. Like, you know, and today, for the industry that we live in and the way the years of a beauty is moving, you got to be constant update because if you just let it go, it's just a vanish. Our business, I always say, it's like a product without an expiration date. The moment you think that you're done and you know it all, that's the moment that you start to go decline. You got to constantly give an update to yourself. Even for myself, I've been known and I'd be very fortunate to work with a celebrity, to work for a magazine, to work for a company that you consult, such like L'Oreal, well, it's very important for me to give them something different. And the only way I can think different if I'm with the people around me, the things are different. Like, you know, from women, believe it or not, women and men. Because our industry, it changes so much that even today, the men become so much metrosexual. Like, you know, they want to keep their look constant. They want to keep up to date. They want to see, like, you know, what's the next trend. So it helps me to understand what I need to go and how far I need to go to get there.
Okay, so we need to ditch. We need to ditch my mullet.
Go ahead, David.
We need
stop
to
stop it.
Okay, as we go into the summer, what are some tips you could share with us for keeping our hair looking healthy? I mean, we go to the ocean, we go in the pool. You know, what are some things we can do?
I always believe. Look. People always take care of the skin more than anything, because if you have a rash on your skin, like, you know, you see immediately. Hair has always delay. I always tell every client, treat your hair the same way you treat your skin. The problem with the hair gets detected in a much far time. So, example, now we're going towards the summer, and the summer becomes much more hot. So making sure you're constantly moisturizing your hair. A lot of people, when they do color, they think they condition, it's not good because it makes your hair flat. Condition, does it's not the job to make your hair flat. Your hair will go flat no matter what. The condition helps to moisturize your hair so it won't become a brittle, it won't break. So by the end of the summer, you still have some good condition in your hair. And keep in mind that the hair, it's a long process, which means if you start today to take care of your hair and you're doing, like, you know, going through the summer, you do conditioning treatment, hot oil, moisturizing, you're going to see the response literally in 6 weeks. It takes a time for the hair to repair. It's not like the skin that immediately you go to the over-the-counter, you buy something, and immediately after 2-3 days you see the difference. The hair takes times to repair. So you really got to treat your hair the best possible way. Get a haircut every 6 to 8 weeks. A lot of people say, oh, I'm going to just leave it long. I don't need it. The hands gets abused. If you see there is a major difference between the roots to the end, I always tell when we do class, I say to my kids, kids means, like, you know, my children here, they become the next stylist, the assistant. I say the life of the hair has a three level. The beginning, which is the roots, the intermediate, which is the mid length, and the end, which is the old part of your head that tells your history. I mean, if you think about it, like, you know, DNA gets done through the hair. If something happened, they take DNA through the hair. So the last part, the ends of your hair, you need to take care of the most, which I mean, so you got to get a trim consistent. You don't have to do the full haircut. You get a quarter inch. We call dusting. You cut the ends, like, you know, you moisturizing, like, you know, you do gloss once in a while to maintain your color life of your hair. You don't need to do gloss because you don't do color. You do gloss because you want to reinvigorate your actual color. You're putting like a polish. It's like putting a lip gloss. So, hello?
Yeah, keep going. We're going they're trying to signal us that we're going to run out of time, but we may go a minute over. Because I know Lisa's got a great question, so keep going, Oscar.
Yeah.
So you got to take care of your hair the same way you take care of your skin. Don't delay on things. Don't postpone. A lot of times, like, when people get married, right away, they want the 6 to 8 months, like, you know, repair everything. Takes time for your hair. Take your time. Take care of your hair the same way you take care of your skin. If you see a pimple, you run over to the pharmacy, over the counter. If you don't see anything in your hair, you still need to maintain the regimen of your hair. Today, your hair is the frame of your face. The most important thing, it's your hair. I know that people say, it's my skin, it's the clothes. Elizabeth Tibertis, the editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar, before she dies, one interview, she says, like, you know, the hair is the complete picture, and it's most important things.
You know, Oscar, I just have a quick question. We have very little time left, but I'm just curious. I do a keratin treatment just before the summer because I swim in a lake all summer, and it makes a huge difference in my hair. Are you pro-con keratin treatments?
No. I love that. I love that. But again, you know, you got to make sure you continue to maintain your hair, because the treatment is basically it seals the bones of your cuticles. So it basically inside the hair, think about it as bridges. So you break those bridges to keep your hair nice and flat. On top of that, the cortex of your hair gets sealed with this product. So you got to make sure that like you put more amino acid. That's why you put using shampoo. There's a paraffin-free, sulfate-free. You got to make sure you're moisturizing your hair, because in 6 months from now, you're going to want to do it again because you love the results.
Oh, I love it.
I hate to cut us off here. The music's hitting us. We're out of time. I'd love to invite Oscar for you to join us again, because you were so much fun to talk to. For our listeners, if you're ever in New York, visit his salon at 545 Madison Avenue. If you're not in New York, go to OscarBlondie, BLONDI.com. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru, with my co-host Lisa Davis, the health guru. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.